Phone lines are open, 833-563-2539. I saw this online. It brought up some memories for me about the dumbest way that you've injured yourself. People were kind of sharing this. And I know around the room we all do dumb things. I like to hear your dumb injuries on the show. But if you got one, you can get in real quick, 833-563-2539. Pork chop?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've injured yourself, but you are kind of a clumsy dude, just like myself.
I mean, a little bit. But yeah, I've got two dumb ways that I've injured myself.
Okay, let's hear the first one.
The first one is I was at home in my kitchen, and all my friends were there, and my mom was there, and I was just being a dummy, and I went to, like, sit down in our kitchen chair, but, like, sit down really hard, like, just dramatically. And I sat down hard. The kitchen chair started to tip backwards, and the back part of it fell out, and the two screws that were holding that in, one of them dug through my back.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and really? The chair fell over backwards, so now I'm, like, on my back, feet in the air, screw in my back, blood everywhere. It was crazy.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh. That's insane. That's really bad. Okay.
And then another time, me and my friends were on our bikes, and we were riding down our street, and I was getting close to my house, and I saw the mailman coming. So, like, I was on my bike riding really, 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 really fast, and I was singing the Blue's Clues mail song, and there's, like, a curb. Like, my driveway had, like, a little, like, hill or ramp, so I hit that to, like, try to do, like, a bunny hop.
Yeah.
And as I was singing the Blue's Clues mail song, and then I wiped out, like, so bad, like, skidded my... I still have the scar on my knee to this day, and blood everywhere.
That's okay. That's not good at all. For myself, I have a couple that I'm not proud of. When I was younger, I was at a babysitter's, and they had like a bunch of land in the back, and they had some of these. I've told the story before, but maybe you haven't heard it. And there was these wooden boards with nails sticking out, and I had boots on, and I don't know why. I just thought, oh, I don't have a hammer, but I can use my boots, and I can actually knock these out. So I go and I stomp on this piece of wood with the nail sticking out. It's like a 3-inch nail. Goes right into the bottom of my heel.
Oh my gosh.
I thought I was going to die.
So painful.
It was one of the most painful things. I had to go to the ER, get a tetanus shot, and I was okay, but like my bottom of my heel was numb for like a week or two. That was terrible.
Jeez.
And then another dumb way I injured myself. I don't think you can see it as much, but Liv, look at my thumb right here. I'll point right there, okay, so you can see it closer. Do you see the little mini scar on it?
Yeah, there's like a tiny little baby one.
Yeah, it was a lot worse. I was trying to... Plastic is so hard to open, like the packaging they put things in.
Oh, yeah.
So I took like a little paring knife, and it was really sharp, and I go to cut it, and I cut it, but I sliced the plastic open on this package, but I cut all the way down in the knuckle of my thumb, and I should have went and got stitches. I just held it for like an hour or two, and eventually it started to like cauterize or stop. But boy, I'm a dummy. We got some dumb injuries here this morning. And actually, I love seeing all these dumb injuries we got. Injured Chloe, do you have one?
Yeah, I do. I used to go fishing a lot in Virginia, and I tried to get into a canoe from the dock, which we weren't allowed to do. Our parents told us not to. And I full-on did the splits, fell off the dock, because I got in 1 foot in the boat.
Oh, no.
I fell, and I cut up my entire hand. I've got scars running down
my
thumb
gosh.
To my hand on my left hand.
Not only that, but also, like, I guarantee you probably, like, tore your groin.
Probably.
It
was
definitely
terrible.
833-563-2539. Samantha, tell us about your dumb injury. What happened?
So we went swimming. I was 18 right after high school, about to go to college. And I was going to go off the diving board. My little cousins convinced me. I felt really bad about it, though. When I went off, I double jumped and broke my foot. I tore like a huge ligament.
Oh, my gosh.
Several bones. And I had to get a screw. I had to get off of it for 6 months. It was horrific.
Did you have a hard time, like when you landed in the water, did you have a hard time swimming with a broken foot?
Oh, my God. I knew something was wrong as soon as I touched the water. And then I had to like hop out of the swimming pool because I could not put any pressure on my foot.
Gosh, that is insane.
That is absolutely crazy. That is so scary.
Samantha, thank you for calling. Let's go to Lauren. Hey, Lauren, tell us about your dumb injury. How'd you hurt yourself?
Hey, so, okay, my little brother was having, like, a summer party, and I was outside hanging out with my parents barbecuing, and I was trying to teach my mom how to do the lean with it, rock with it, and and I dislocated my kneecap.
Oh, my gosh! That is the craziest way I've ever heard of someone injuring themselves.
Lean with it.
I know.
Rock with it. Oh, I think my knee popped.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's how I redid it. I redo that song every time. So I'm just like, rock so hard you break your knee with it.
Yeah.
I'd expect it out of the stanky leg, Lauren, but geez.
Oh, my God.
Hey, thank you for calling in. I hope you're feeling better with that. We'll go to Aaron. I just can't believe how many people listening have had dumb injuries. Aaron, what did you do?
Okay. So in December, I punched a wall and I broke my hand.
Ow.
And then not even a month later, January 1st, I slipped off a curb and broke my ankle. So I had an overlap of cast.
Oh, my goodness. Are you just a klutzy kind of person?
Very, but those were the first two bones I've ever broken.
That is wild, back to back like that.
No, Aaron, I would, like, my wife sometimes gets scared. Like, I'm a very angry person. I turn to the Hulk. I would never hit, I don't even like to hit a guy, but let alone hit a woman. I would never do that or push them. But, like, I will sometimes use my fist and I'll just, like, slam on that. Like, you can ask Liv, I've been mad, and I'll slam down the desk. What were you so mad about that you punched a wall and broke your hand?
I don't even remember. I was just having such a hard time with the holiday season coming up. I think my job was slowing down too.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just such a hectic time, and then all of that happened.
Jeez.
And I was like, this is making it even more hectic.
Are you at least doing better now, Aaron?
Yes, all I right. haven't broken anything else.
All right, hey, yeah, take it easy, okay? Just take it easy. I don't want to make Aaron mad. She might punch
yeah.
us. let's go to, wait a minute. Is this Liv's mom, Mama C?
It is.
Hi, Mom.
Everybody.
Hey, Liv the Web Girl's mom, Mama C. How'd you get hurt?
I know, I'm a little embarrassed. So unfortunately, I'm doing this because you guys are in Indy and I'm not there, so my friends can't hear because I have to make up a different story. we were just in New York and, walked around all day and did a lot of sightseeing, went and had a few drinks, and then coming home and back in the hotel room, trying to take off my skinny jeans, got caught around my bums on my legs, and I face planted into the carpet. And I think I broke my nose. I've got a gash and a cut on my eye. My face is all cut up.
Oh my gosh, Mom!
You sound like me this weekend. But was alcohol involved for you?
Maybe.
I will say, taking off skinny jeans and putting them on, I sweat every time. That is a feat in of itself.
Oh. Well, I know. Now I just have to make up a different story to tell my friends, like, here.
Say it was like a tennis accident. Like, you were playing tennis and you got hit in the face. Hey, Mama C, thank you for calling in this morning. We really appreciate you. Let's go to, is this Galena?
Sure is. Hi, guys.
Hey, I hope you're okay, but how'd you get injured? How'd you get hurt?
So my husband and I were clearing some trees around our creek, and one of them got downed and spanned the two sides across it. So I'm like, well, I got to walk across this thing like a bridge in the movies, of course. However, I am in Crocs and holding a beer, and I totally panicked and did not make it across. Luckily, survival instinct kicked in, so I grabbed this tree on the way down, and I'm just hanging on it upside down like a sloth, screaming for my husband to come get me down.
Oh, my God.
And wait a minute, Galena, what happened to the beer?
That's the best part. After he gets me down and my feet are firmly planted on the ground and I'm like, oh, thank God, we noticed the beer is still in my hand.
Yes!
Wow, that is talent, hanging on to what's important.